You're listening to EAA Radio, the radio voice of AirVenture.
This is an EAA Radio special report. I'm Fareed Guillot. Captain Sully Sullenberger and First Officer Jeffrey Skiles, known for their expert handling of their airliner's emergency landing in the Hudson River in January, have taken the helm as co-chairman of the EAA Young Eagles program. In a news conference, EAA member, pilot, and famed actor Harrison Ford officially passed the baton after having served for 5 years as chairman. Sully Sullenberger took a moment from the proceedings in Santa Monica, California, to talk with us about his new role. Thanks for joining us today.
It's a great honor to be asked along with Jeff, and it's big shoes to fill to succeed. I won't say replace. I'm succeeding Harrison Ford. Jeff and I are.
Why do you want to be Young Eagles chairman?
It's something I care about. I have a passionate love of aviation and all things airplanes and the people who love airplanes. We're a big family. We share this passion, this concern, and we want to preserve it. We want to see it continue, and we want to share it with other people who are like-minded. And I think, you know, there are benefits to our country and our world as a whole when the general population understand and appreciate the benefits that aviation can bring.
I'm sure you've lost count how many kids you have flown as passengers in the back of your airliner. Will it be nice to have more time with them now that you will also be doing Young Eagles flights?
Oh, absolutely. Of course, one of the things about airline travel, especially these days, since September 11, 2001, is that we don't have as much contact with passengers generally as airline pilots are used to. So that makes it all the more special and more fun to have the closer contact and show more directly exactly what flying is all about and how much fun it is.
What should kids learn about your experience on the Hudson? Is it about flying or is it about something else?
Well, I think there are a lot of lessons. Certainly one is that preparation, doing the hard work, learning your lessons well, having knowledge and skill, it matters. And of course, teamwork matters. It certainly wasn't just about me. We had a lot of people. Jeff Skiles, our first officer, Donna Dent, Sheila Dale, Doreen Welsh, the flight attendants, the air traffic controller, Patrick Harden, the New York Waterways, very people. I mean, all those together made that great outcome that we're so grateful for possible. So I think teamwork, hard work, education, all of it matters.
Even though many people know about you, what do you want people to know about you?
I think that I've known since I was five that I was going to fly airplanes for my whole life, and I was just so fortunate to actually be able to do that. I've been flying airplanes for 42 and a half years, and it's been a great source of purpose for my life and a great source of satisfaction in my life. I tell people it's really a lot of fun to be good at something that's difficult to do really, really well. I want to share that passion. I'm so lucky to have found my passion at such an early age and been able to pursue it. When people are passionate about something, they're willing to work harder, they'll become more expert at it, and it has benefits not only for them but for our society as a whole.
Your resume up until the time you touched down the Hudson is a career that many aviators would hope to accomplish. You had military service, long airline career, you have your safety consulting company. Has your career outlook changed any now that you've had to employ some of the teachings you have extolled in the past?
Well, you know, it's interesting. A year and a half ago, before the January 15, 2009 emergency landing in the Hudson, I told one of the executives at my airline that if I could do safety work as well as fly, then it might be possible that my greatest contributions would be from here on out and not the 57 years at that point that I lived. And, of course, the events of January 15th are what people are going to remember. You're right. I had done a lot of work, a lot of study and preparation, and I'd been very interested in aviation for decades before January 15th. So I think that's what I would help people to remember. And the fact that I soloed when I was 16, it's been something I've always cared about. And I've developed my skill and my knowledge and my experience over many hours, over many years, not just since January.
When is your first Young Eagle flight going to be?
As soon as I can arrange it.
Excellent. We all look forward to it. I'm sure there's going to be some lucky kids waiting for you.
Well, I look forward to it. If I can fly as many as Harrison has, I will be in great company indeed.
Sully, thanks very much for your time.
Thanks, Fareed. Good talking to you.
Sully Sullenberger, along with Jeff Skiles, are the new co-chairman of the EAA Young Eagles program. This is EAA Radio.